Hello, good morning everybody. I would like to present about our hospital and the work done in our hospital in collaboration with the IAR in detecting cervical cancer and pre-malignant lesions of cervix. Christian Fellowship Community Health Center is a mission hospital situated in Tamil Nadu, Dindigul district. We are running a cervical screening program from the year 2000 in collaboration with IARC and WHO. About the project, it is a cluster randomized controlled trial of visual screening for CIN and cervical cancer in Dindigul district, Tamil Nadu, India. India, one of the developing countries of the world, has high incidence rate for cervical cancers. India holds about 1/4 of the world burden of cancer cervix, about 1,26,000 new cases, over 71,000 deaths around year 2000. Majority of the cervical cancers present at an advanced stage and 5-year survival is less than 40%. Though National Cancer Control Program gives priority for the prevention of cancer cervix, there is still no organized effective screening program in the country. Primary objectives: 1. To evaluate the reduction in cervical cancer incidence and mortality associated with a single round of screening with visual inspection using acetic acid as compared to a control group with no screening. Second objective: to evaluate the cost effectiveness of cervical cancer prevention by acetic acid. Secondary objectives are 1. To evaluate the determinants of participation for screening, diagnosis and treatment. 2. Accuracy of colposcopy by nurses in field conditions. 3. Safety and effectiveness of cryotherapy by nurses in field conditions. 4. Safety and effectiveness of LEAP by mid-level clinicians. And last, over-treatment associated with the treatment decisions based on colposcopy. A cluster randomized control intervention trial was started in May 2000 in CFCHC Ampalike, Tamil Nadu, in collaboration with the IARC Lyon, France, and WHO, funded by Bill Gates and Melinda Foundation. 5 years initial program completed successfully by December 2004. A new contract for the follow-up work was initiated in January 2005. Methods. Initial study design. The study was designed as a cluster randomized intervention trial covering 113 village panchayats covered by the population-based cancer registry of Ampalike. 57 village panchayat, that is 504 villages, belong to intervention group, and 56 village panchayat, 331 villages, belong to the control group. Eligibility criteria: apparently healthy women aged 30 to 59 with an intact uterus with no past history of cervical neoplasia were selected. Majority of the households in the villages enumerated and individuals were given a unique number, and health workers explained about the program, the advantages of cervical screening, and consented individuals were given questionnaire to collect information regarding demographic profile. Later on, they were interviewed in village clinics or in the hospital clinic, and depending on the positivity, treatment was given. Regarding the staff pattern, in the initial phase, we had altogether 52 members to work with the project. But in the new contract of 2005, we reduced the number to 18 due to the financial constraints. Infrastructure includes a project office cum conference hall with a central clinic well equipped for the program, with a data entry office with computers and a cyto lab for the preparation of slides. Project has 2 field vehicles. Screening. In the initial phase, clinics were conducted at villages, in public health centers, schools, women's organization, selected houses and also in the hospital central clinic for those who came to the hospital. Visual inspection after speculum insertion under bright halogen lamp. 5% acetic acid application and visualization after 1 minute under halogen lamp. Colposcopic examination. Test results recorded as positive or negative based on criteria. Positive women, probable low grade and high grade CIN and invasive cancers were submitted for colposcopically directed punch biopsy from abnormal zone and sent for histopathology to pathologist at PST Institute of Medical Science, Coimbatore. Criteria for negative test: no acetovite lesion in the transformation zone or acetovitening on endocervical polyp or Nabothian cyst. Faint, ill-defined, pinkish-white or bluish-white translucent acetovite lesions or patchy discontinuous acetovite or dot-like or streak-like acetovitening or geographical acetovite lesions far away from squamocolumnar junctions. Criteria for positive tests are faint, well-defined acetovite lesion in the transformation zone, large, opaque, dense, well-defined acetovite lesions in the transformation zone, warts and leukoplakia close to the squamocolumnar junction turning intensely white after application of acetic acid, dense, opaque acetovitening of clinically visible ulceroproliferative growth of cervix. Treatment policy of CIN: colposcopically diagnosed CIN, both low-grade and high-grade, are advised to undergo treatment immediately following biopsy by cryotherapy then and there in the clinic, if the individual is willing, by our nurses or doctors. Case is followed up periodically. Persistent high-grade CIN are motivated to undergo LEAP in our base hospital by mid-level clinicians and submitted for histopathology. Criteria for cryotherapy: the lesions involves less than 3 quadrants of the transformation zone, no extension of the lesions into the entocervical canal, no extension of the lesion onto the vaginal walls, the whole lesion covered by cryoprobe. Criteria for LEAP: high-grade CIN occupying more than 75% of the transformation zone, lesion extending into the os, cannot be covered fully by the cryoprobe tip. Policy for invasive cancer: colposcopically detected invasive cancers are biopsied by nurses or doctors, waited for the biopsy results, and when proved histologically, referred to the base hospital department of oncology or surgery for radiotherapy or surgery depending on the stages. I would like to draw your attention to the preliminary results of our study, which was published in International Journal of Cancer 2004. Assessed for eligibility number was 80,422, which was randomized into 113 clusters. VIA screening was allocated to 57 clusters and 56 clusters were remained in the control group. VIA screening was received by 30,577 and screen positive were 2,939, about 9.6%. We detected CIN 1 about 1,778 and number of patients taken treatment was 1,263. CIN 2 and 3 were 222 and taken treatment was 178. Screen detected invasive cancers number was 69, that is 0.2%. Treatment taken was by 52 members, that is 75.4%. During the new contract from January 2005, our staffs are motivated for follow-up work in the field. Every day's work will be planned by the camp organizer and team will be visiting the fields either in the early morning hours till noon or in the evening after the patients come back after day's work. We also organize staying camps for 2 or 3 days in faraway villages and do the follow-up work. We found out that staying camps are the best in covering 80% to 90% of the patient's follow-up. Morning hours visit also good in covering more people in the follow-up work. In this follow-up round, cases coming with complaints are examined and others are surveyed. Diagnosis and treatment status of 2005 from January to June of 6 months duration. During this period, we diagnosed CIN1 8 cases. 6 members underwent biopsy and cryotherapy. CIN2 none were in the CIN2 category, whereas CIN3 2 were picked up and 1 underwent biopsy, but no treatment received. We picked up 3 cancer cervix and 2 were biopsied and 1 was referred to RT for treatment. So total number of both pre-malignant as well as malignant cases detected in the 6 months follow-up was 13 altogether. Status of annual follow-up survey for 6 months period from January to June. Total surveyed in 2005 up to June in the intervention area is about 26,852 and in the control area 15,400. Total 42,252. And total to be surveyed in 2005 is about 34,254. Side by side with this cervical screening program, we are conducting an outpatient clinic for screening. During the 6 months period, we screened about 93 patients and positive cases ranging from CIN 1 to 3 were 10 and 1 cancer cervix was detected, of which 10 members received biopsy with cryotherapy for pre-malignant lesions. I would like to say a few words about Dindigul Ambulake Cancer Registry, which is a population-based rural registry, which was established in 2004 August to supplement the work of population-based rural cancer registry of Ambulake. New step was taken by linking it to Adyar Cancer Institute, Chennai, to give good support. A small office was set up at cervical screening project of CFCHC with the 3 staffs visiting different hospitals and other vital statistics department in nearby districts for collecting data. They also do field visit to match the cases detected by their work with our project area cases. In future, the plan is to entrust them the major work in detecting cancer from our study population. Data from Dindigul Ambulake Cancer Registry for the year 2003. Number of sources covered 64. Total cancer cases registered 1,691. Number of cases collected 1,313. Number of cancer death was 378. Total cancer cervix in Dindigul district was 270. Number of cancer cases from project area 49 and number of cases matched with the project area 19. Limitations about the follow-up work. 1. Lack of cooperation for clinical examination and procedures like biopsy, cryotherapy, leap therapy by the study subject. About 15% of the study population had permanently left their households. Initial numbering of the enumerated households was changed by remodeling and painting of the households. In the initial survey, some amount of floating population was included. Patients are found to be least bothered about their symptoms or even frank cancers and not keen closely cooperating with the project work. Coming to the conclusion, we are planning for active follow-up of the study population, both control and intervention area, by house visit on an annual basis over the next 10 years by our project staff. We also plan to collect incidence data from cancer registry and mortality data from existing death registers to obtain as much complete information on cancer occurrence and vital events in the intervention and control groups. In due course, we believe that this should permit a valid and reliable evaluation of the impact of VIA screening on CIN and cervical cancer burden in Tamil Nadu in India. Thank you.